Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here is the Reuters article. And it says millions of people are going to die after taking the flu shot. But it's not the flu shot that's going to kill you. They're diagnosing everyone, saying there's going to be no adverse reactions, even though they admit every vaccine, even those that push them, have adverse reactions. And Dr. Horowitz, Sherry Kane, you were bringing up this director of Reuters, who's also a Bilderberg member, being a key operative in this and profiting from it and knowing. And the medical community is asking, how did they know day one that it was swine, bird, and human all mixed with the H1N1? Dr. Horowitz and Sherry Kane.
Well, Thomas Gloster, who's the CEO and director of Thomson Reuters, which is the world's largest international multimedia news agency, is also the director of Merck & Company, which is the leading pharmaceutical company in the world that manufactures influenza and HPV vaccines. And he's also on the board of directors for Partnership for New York City. Again, we go back to David Rockefeller's Partnership for New York City, which if you look at the people on that board, who are also in charge of rebuilding the World Trade Centers, in partnership with Jerry Silverstein Properties, Jerry Silverstein, who purchased the World Trade Center 6 weeks before it came down. We can look at all the people that are players in this. Rupert Murdoch, who has the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, who is partnered with CSL, which is Australia's leading biopharmaceutical company that produces the avian and H1 swine flu vaccination, and is now conducting swine flu vaccination trials on children between 6 months and 8 years old. They have recruited in Melbourne about 100 Victorian children aged between 6 months to eight who were targeted for study in collaboration with the University of Melbourne and the federal government of Australia. The person that runs that is Sarah Murdoch, who is Rupert Murdoch's daughter-in-law. And, okay, so he is the chairman of the Partnership of New York City, but here's something really interesting. Co-chairman for the Partnership of New York City is a man named Lloyd Blankfein, who happens to be the overseer for Weill Medical College of Cornell University, which had the very first well-publicized university outbreak of the swine flu. So I don't know.
Yeah, they've been using those as hype. We noticed 3 months ago they'd have military drills of locking down universities, and then those universities are the ones where they hype it and claim there's been 2,000 cases.
Exactly.
Right, so it's a RICO scam. It's an organized crime ring, and it's being run initially out of New York by David Rockefeller et al.
And he in the Encyclopedia Britannica, the founder of the Rockefeller family, and then his son, and now David, in all the literature, mainline Pulitzer Prize-winning books, Black's book on it, it's always the Rockefellers. They created the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. Hitler thanked them in his speeches and in Mein Kampf. I mean, these guys have set up the architecture of our planet. They're social Darwinistic eugenicists. Dr. Horowitz, can you speak to their mindset briefly?
Well, the mindset obviously is either they're extraterrestrial or they're absolutely demonically traumatized when they're young. And because when you study, as I have, and I've worked with the FBI's official methods and materials in diagnosing organized serial killers and apprehending them by understanding their mindset.
Yeah, that's how you first got famous back in the 80s.
Right. That's my area of primary expertise, Harvard investigator, in regard to looking at, you know, medical sociology, psychopathology, and how we can try to change, how we can actually develop beyond this trauma-based...
Stay there. I want to talk more about that, because that's right. You were all over the news in the 80s exposing the doctors with the AIDS and killing people and all of that. And so that's your degree, is in studying that type of special medical criminology. That's why you can predict the anthrax attacks with total precision. That's how you're able to predict all this. My God, Dr. Horowitz, what an asset you are, my friend, a true maverick, a true Renaissance man. And you've got a great investigative journalist working with you as well, Sherry Kane.
For years, doctors and researchers had known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to your phone calls here in just a moment, but the break interrupted Dr. Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, you're talking about this being a crime syndicate, a racketeering operation. All the evidence is there. You were finishing up with studying medical criminology, and then we're going to go to calls. Go ahead.
Well, again, you know, there's so much evidence that shows when a child is traumatized, and basically that's how medicine is actually, the doctors are actually Manchurian candidates, licensed to kill, the brainwashed mind control slaves by trauma. The whole medical education process reflects what takes place, has got to take place in serial killers' minds, because what happens, the neurology gets crossed. What brings people, normal people, joy brings them anxiety, and what brings normal people fear and horror brings them joy.
Instead of nurturing, they enjoy strapping a child down and ripping their teeth out with pliers.
Yeah, they actually do. That's exactly how organized serial killers feel and think. And because of the trauma that they sustain when they're child, they're children.
Look at Stalin. Look at Hitler. Look at Mao.
Yeah, and this is what's going on in these secret societies. They're basically, you remember there was a reporter several years ago that was, I believe he was killed after going in, and George H.W. Bush was asked, you know, what about the skull and bones? And he laughed. Well, that reporter was actually actually videotaping them conducting mock killings. And so this is kind of what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with normal human beings. And this is what your number one risk in society is. As a behavioral science expert and a medical sociologist, I can tell you that the number one risk that people have this concept that there can't possibly be people who are so evil, when in fact it is your love, it is the truth in your heart that really is, it's inconceivable to you that people could do this.
That's your blind spot. That's why women, got in the yellow Volkswagen with Ted Bundy. Look at this evidence. Eco-science alone, when he went before Jay Rockefeller to be confirmed as the White House science czar, and we have these clips in the upcoming film, Jay Rockefeller worships him. They worship Zbigniew Brzezinski because he brags he helped kill 3 million in Cambodia funding that. That's their rock stars. To them, they want control so they can kill, just like other tyrants, when they get control, suddenly start setting up death camps in every case. This is their beauty. Black uniforms, piles of dead bodies, torture, screaming, death, Hellraiser, Event Horizon type stuff. This is what they're into, and eco-science is admitting they want to kill at least 80% of us, and they believe it's beautiful, and it's totally sick, and they put their messages everywhere. I was telling people earlier, Dr. Horowitz, I was watching this morning on the treadmill, I was jogging, I was watching Mark Wahlberg's film titled The Happening, where the environment gets mad, the plants kill everybody by making them commit suicide with the chemical the plants release. And as this guy is being run over by a lawnmower, he turns on the big lawnmower, the big riding mower, runs it over him. It cuts to a billboard that says, "This is what you deserve." And it's all these movies and all these shows about everybody dying from a bio release. They are getting everyone ready for this mass killing.
Right. And again, to do that, you're not dealing with anything normal. It's either extraterrestrial or it's trauma-based, human that's become a organized mass murderer. And that the
by extraterrestrial, you mean demonic?
I have a spiritual orientation, and basically, it's talked about in the Bible. There's things called Nephilim, fallen angels, who come into the daughters of men, change the genetics, and that's why it rained for 40 days and 40 nights back in Noah's age. We're dealing with the genetic engineers of today. And, my own orientation to this is that, the Creator is not going to stand for it. There's nothing more powerful than the Creator in the universe, and we who are working for the Creator, there's a lot more light than darkness, and basically
you know what's funny?
Bleeds.
The transhumanists that I covered in Endgame, to a man, Kurzweil, all of them, say they're going to be gods, they're going to become creators, they're going to merge with machine, and then they're going to kill the rest of us.
That's
and to a man,
what they're up to.
And even if this isn't real, even if they're just delusional, these people are crazy.
They're out there. They're completely gone. And the sad thing is that the normal human being can't conceive of the devilishness of these people and what the risk is to them for not waking up.
Sherry?
I believe that these people are definitely worshiping Satan. If you even watch the film Eyes Wide Shut, one of Stanley Kubrick's last film, it gives you an example of the kind of people they are. And
by the way, they killed him and cut 25 minutes out. I have that from sources in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
I snuck into the real Eyes Wide Shut Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I applaud you.
It's amazing. I knew that something happened with him because he was really revealing. All of his movies were about based on truth.
Here's an example, Sharon, and I want you to comment on that. Dr. Eric Bianca, who made headlines 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, saying, "I want a weaponized Ebola to be released, kill 90%. I'm ready for my family to die. I want to die." Rob Jacobson was in Whole Foods the other day. The girl saw him with the somewhere in my stack, Newsweek, the case for killing Granny and how great it is to kill the old people. And he said, "Well, they want to kill you too." And she said, "Good, I need to die. Humans are bad." But going back to Bianca, you go to his UT website. I checked it again a month ago. It's still there. This is the official UT website. It's him dressed as a druid with a big beard and talking about how much he loves Lucifer on the UT website. And every time you research Maurice Strong or any of them, they are completely open worshipers of Lucifer. Go ahead.
Well, the whole idea, the Satanism is even much more mainstream than people realize. I mean, look at all the followers of L. Ron Hubbard, who was a well-known Satanist. This man was following Aleister Crowley, and there were so many people involved in his group. So if you, you know, if you really research who's involved and all the people and players, they see it as not only, they don't see it less as of a religion, but more of a reason to do these killings. It's a group. It's a social, it's a socialized, psychopathic, organization.
And, you know, the outcome is this indoctrination of the culture. We are an American medical culture that we've now been engineered, behaviorally, socially engineered to become. And this is the greatest challenge. You know, it is a complete fraud to say that the behavioral science is a soft science compared to, let's say, you know, mathematics or physics. Those are considered hard sciences. But the truth of the matter is the most powerful and the most well-studied and meticulously directed science of all is the mass mind control mainstream media's behavioral science.
And the Pentagon says that. They admit it. They say 90% of warfare is psychological. The people will just become conscious of this. We can beat it. But if you won't wake up out of your trance, folks, there's no hope.
Right.
Leah, son is in school, has a story about the flu shot. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. First off, I want to say thank you for waking up. We've been listening to you for about a year. And this is the first time I've called. My son came home on Friday from school saying that he was asked to escort a student to the front office who was ill. They had placed a mask on the ill child's face and had my son escort him to the front office, to the clinic. While waiting to go back to his classroom.
See, this is a fear-mongering indoctrination where they get everybody trained to freak out so the medical mafia can come in. So your son is escorting him. Go ahead.
In the office, he's waiting for his somebody walking to the class. Your nurse, say to the child, I'm going to give you a shot just in case it's the swine flu. He watched the nurse give a shot. He then watched the nurse on speakerphone call the boy's parents afterwards and inform the parent that she had given the child a shot and that they needed to come pick him up. And the mother was furious as far as my son said. Her reaction was, what? I'm coming to get my child. They went up to the school.
What is the name of your school? This is huge. So without parent consent, your son saw them inject. What's the name of the school?
The name of the school is Zelda Elementary School. It's an Orange County school.
Okay, your phone's cutting out. Well, elementary in Orange County, Florida?
Zellwood Elementary School in Orange County, Florida. And we spoke to them this morning. We spoke to the principal. We had a meeting with the principal. The principal said she was going to look into it. My husband proceeded to leave. I stayed. I was going to go on a field trip today. The principal then called me and my son, as well as the clinic nurse and his teacher, my son's teacher, into the office and intimidating, sort of, asked my son, did you see this? And my son said, yes, I did. The nurse proceeded to stand up, smack her hand on the table violently, and call my son a liar. Completely upset, spoke with another parent of a student in the same class. She had no idea that anyone was in the school. We've gotten no notice that someone might
have. Well, let me stop you. That's what they do. Obama says there's no shots, but we have the letters confirming from the nurses they're forcing them. My God, stay there, ma'am. Dr. Horowitz, we may have to keep you longer into the hour to take more of these calls. They're all lined up here with people here witnessing this. I mean, this looks like this is criminal. This is true.
It is criminal. It's absolute official criminal malfeasance and beyond gross negligence. Gross negligence is where you basically, you know what to do, but you don't do it. This is where there's an actual agenda to inject, and somebody's telling me.
Well, hold on. How many hospitals have been caught when parents say no vaccines, they take the baby away and inject them? That's illegal. They just do whatever the hell they want. They think they're gods. They're a priesthood of control freaks. Sorry, doctor. Go ahead.
That's exactly right, and this is what I've been absolutely appalled at. People in public health and the officials in medicine, these are supposed to be my colleagues. These people are absolute mass murderers, and they've got to stop this.
My God, and they know we're waking up to them, so they're trying to come in, scare us, set the precedent to forcibly inject. Stay there, Leah. Finish your story. Recap it when we get back. And Paul, Louisiana, friend told to take a shot at work. Nate in Georgia, Anthony, Elijah, and others. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives invested conservatively were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Okay, Leah, son in school, Zellwood Elementary, Orange County, Florida. So the nurse slams her hand down and says, "You're a liar to your son." About what about this other little boy? Was he there? I guess he was at home sick.
No, actually, he had showed back up at school on Monday and told everyone that he had had swine flu. And I really just want to put this out there because we were very persistent today that we had told the principal we only want verification that this did not happen. Allow us to speak to the other child's parents. We can have a meeting at the school. She refused to do that. My husband asked. He said, "Fine," because the principal
said,
"Well,
listen, find out the kid's name, call the parents out of the phone book, and then you've got a major lawsuit here. If what you're saying is accurate, now this is, it's the same MO I've seen, it's the same pathology here, because now they're trying to cover up what they did, and you get those two families together, it's over for these people, and we need to make examples out of them, because I guarantee you, this is, it's the same M.O. They shoot up the nurses and then say, you're not to talk about this. Dr. Horowitz.
We've got to make them the models for simply cease and desist restraining orders. We've got to basically hold them accountable for this gross breach of faith and trust that we have in our school administrators who are simply following out a vaccination intoxication depopulation agenda.
But, doctor, are you not supposed to give a flu shot to somebody who's already got it?
Yes, there are numerous contraindications. That's one of them. Also, there's 15% of the population, approximately, that have eczema. That's an autoimmune disease. It's an ailment that also indicates your immune system would be potentially overwhelmed by vaccinations. All of these risks are being completely neglected. The school administrators, as well as what's taking place in, like we talked about earlier, Safeway supermarket pharmacist we interviewed the other day had no clue what's even in the vaccinations that he's administering.
And we asked him, would you take this vaccination yourself? And he said, of course not. Well, then I asked, how can you administer it?
Oh, 2 years ago, I had the Prince George County, Maryland state attorney on. He was on CNN saying, the kids got to take the shots. Images of police dog barking at kids, 2,000 kids being shot up with their families, crying, saying, I don't want it, but I have to or I'm arrested. All color of law, they use truancy laws to do it, saying you'll be kicked out if you don't take the shots. Well, then we'll arrest you for that when they couldn't do it. And then I had him on, and he said, yeah, I don't vaccinate my kids, and started laughing at me. It's funny, isn't it, Dr. Horowitz?
Oh, it's disgusting. You know, I it's a demonic, sinful spirit that takes over these people's minds.
It is a spirit. More and more I realize, just as a layman, not even coming to this from a secular perspective, it's like a download. It's like a giggling demon. It's like funny and happy, and they love it, and they laugh when they're stealing people's kids. And what is that? It's like they're all the same. Their eyes are the same.
Yeah, it's a cult. It's a cult indoctrination. They have literally been brainwashed by the use of trauma into a certain track mentality, and it's a consciousness. It's a, you know, like there's a cognitive, there's a little voice in the back of your head that sometimes you have to say, shut up, will you? I don't want to do that. These guys are ingrained in it, engaged in it, and it has taken over them. They have no reasonable sense. They have no desire to look at the facts. They have no desire to even look at the science. They are simply following an agenda like any mind-controlled Manchurian candidate would.
That's it. I mean, more and more I realize, and I read Pentagon documents, psych warfare documents that are declassified, they say they're putting the public into a state. They say a lower alpha state. They say that they don't want the public to snap out of it. The general public is hypnotized. Once they're hypnotized, they can put in the programming, and we're literally dealing with people that have been turned into nothing but biological androids.
Right, and then when you really consider this in the theological sense, if you look at the book of Revelation, for example, it says those who fornicated with the devil in the end times and deceived the wealthiest men of all the nations. That's, of course, the Rockefeller et al. Group, because to deceive the wealthiest men of all the nations, you've got to be mega wealthy. They practice sorcery. Look up the root word in concordance of sorcery. It's pharmacopoeia. These are the pharmaceutical industrialists that then cast magic spells, says the Bible. Magic spells, what is that? A hypnosis machine, television.
Pharmakeia.
Murder.
Pharmakeia. That's why the symbol of medicine is the double snakes.
Exactly. So this is, we're dealing with the end time scenario here. And these are the demons. We've just now, the affidavit exposes them royally. We now know who they are. We now know how they're operating, and we can't trust them. Now we've got to simply continue to wake up our beloved friends and neighbors and relatives to say, hey, if I love you and you love me, we've got a problem here. Let's do something about it. And we've got to get these attorneys to literally issue their restraining orders, not only on these administrators, but also on the health officials.
We got a break. We're going to race through five calls on the other side. Your call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Final segment with Dr. Lynn Horowitz and investigative journalist Sherry Kane. Going to go to your phone calls right now. The people that have been patiently holding. Leah, stay in contact with us with what's happening with your son at that school. We'll try to nail down if that happened or not. Let's talk to Paul in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, sir. Alex, I'd like to thank you and your family and let you know we're praying for you and yours as you do that job. I appreciate it. Had a friend of mine's a nurse, and they gave him the option to take the flu shot, but they didn't threaten their jobs. They just told him you'd have to wear a mask, you know, for the next, what, 6 months or so?
A yellow star.
So he answered and says, I'll just do the Michael Jackson impression. So she opted out. So the rest of them didn't seem concerned. The doctor didn't seem concerned. And later she came down with some symptoms, I guess flu-like, which a lot of symptoms are. So he starts treating her for the flu, you know, automatically. Nothing, no question, just start treating
her. Yeah, we see a lot of that, Dr. Horowitz, where people don't even have the flu, but they put out false reports that they do.
The other thing is that the treatment, if you think about the abuse of antibiotics and how antibiotics toxicity and the concept of us constantly creating new microbes from overuse of antibiotics, even for viral infections, they're prescribing antibiotics, which is they should be prescribing antivirals. And then the antivirals, like the Tamiflu, totally toxic. You know, again, this is why I urge people to consider the silver hydrosols, especially OxySilver.com.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. Good to hear from you. Nate in Georgia has questions for our guest. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? It's been a while.
God bless you. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted about the swine flu. I had two stories I wanted to tell you. A couple weeks ago, my fiance's little sister, she went to a school in Roswell, Georgia. It's called Centennial. And when she went to school, when she went to go see the school nurse, they told her that she had to take the swine flu shot. And if she didn't take the shot, the teachers would be arrested and charged with a misdemeanor. Well, the nurse, you know, kind of knew how to get out of taking the shot, had her sign a waiver saying that she was a Jehovah's Witness and she couldn't take the shot. So that's how she got out of taking the shot. And then another story, I was at Publix, which is a store down here in Georgia. I was here in Publix. I was walking through the store. One of the coworkers, you know, all the grocery stores give the swine flu shot now and the regular flu shot. So this guy just went and got the swine flu shot in the Publix store. Well, 2 hours after he had the shot, he had it was like a stroke-like symptom. Bust his head on the counter, literally split his head open in two, fell on the floor, was all bleeding, shaking in convulsions as if he was having a stroke. They called the police, and the people around him, I'm like, well, what happened to him? They said, well, the only thing that happened was he took the swine flu shot a couple of hours ago, and then he, you know, went into convulsions. And I'm just amazed that the people sitting around him didn't put two and two together and realize that the swine flu shot caused
Well, that's
him.
Because Reuters has told everybody you're not allowed to say it's connected to that, even though every other vaccine always causes things like this to happen.
And who is the director of Reuters? Thomas Glocer. And Thomas Glocer is also the director of the Merck.
Which is the largest vaccine manufacturer in the world, mostly responsible for what we're looking at, HIV-AIDS today, by the transmission through the hepatitis B vaccines given between 1972 and 74.
I mean, imagine you're in a maze and you're stuck and there's no exit, because everywhere you turn, there's another connection to all of these people. They're all in collaboration with each other. It's
and
very
they're
scary.
Hunting us. They're literally doing what psychopaths do. Thank you so much, Nate. Anthony in New York, flu questions for the guests. Go ahead.
Okay, hello? You hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes,
go
thank
ahead.
You. Alex Jones, I deeply respect and I'm grateful for your show. I've been listening to it for a couple of years now. And Dr. Horowitz, you're one of my heroes. I'm greatly informed by all the research you've been doing. And I don't know, I'm in a predicament that you are also in, Dr. Horowitz, which is I have a school child here, mine in a school in New York. And I have started to read your affidavit, but I haven't forwarded it to any FBI yet. And that's one issue. And then the other issue is, what is a parent supposed to do? Well, what am I supposed to do? Keep my kid out of school? Because they might be using not only the vaccinations over there, but they might be administering a...
Children are the most precious thing in our lives. The teachers themselves aren't bad, but the system is bad. I don't think anybody should have their children in public school. I'm not making a moral judgment here. I'm just saying my children are homeschooled. They don't get anywhere near a government-controlled facility.
Well, I applaud that. You know, again, maybe I'm too nice a dad for my own children because, you know, I've been pressured by them. The one that I have right now, as a matter of fact, we're preparing this evening to go to Laguna Beach School Board meeting and then tomorrow to the Parents Teachers Association. Parents need to know right now that all the PTAs are gearing up by direction of virtually FEMA to direct the emergency response, which they're predicting, and this whole vaccination agenda will be conducted partially or administered partially by volunteer parents from the PTA. So what number one, there's two things that I would recommend. Not only read and study the affidavit and all these links so that you can articulate very, very clearly and reasonably calmly to the health officials as well as the school board persons that this is an issue that has not been addressed by the health departments, and these vaccinations are risky.
And these are companies that have histories of killing people knowingly over and over again.
Right. And then the other thing is take the resolution on fluscam.com. copy and paste the resolution. There's the Hawaii, the new Hawaii resolution has gone through the attorneys from the county of Hawaii. They're currently, this coming week, debating it on the floor of the legislature. So you have all of that information. Copy and paste it and make your own county council and township.
Now tell people what the resolution says briefly.
The resolution states that because of all of these issues that we're talking about, that there will shall be a religious exemption and philosophical exemption administered to anyone who wants to exempt from the vaccine program, and that children shall not be injected without their parents' consent.
All right. Thank you so much, caller. A few final calls for our guests. Let's go ahead and talk to Alicia in California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones. It's I'm a big fan, and my dad is a big fan of you, and it's just a great honor to be on your talk show.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you. What's on your mind?
We've been doing some research about, like, how they're talking about mandatory swine flu shots behind doors, and we just need, and our schools is leaning on the swine flu, like. They can take you out of school if you don't do swine flu and stuff.
Yeah, they're saying if you don't take the shot, we're gonna kick you out.
But they said like you will have some disabilities on your grades and stuff.
Here's what you do.
You
download Alan Phillips's book on vaccination exemptions. Read it. It's only about 120 pages. It's big writing and it's easy to read. And he'll share with you the state laws, as well as the number one urging, you assert your religious exemption.
Yeah, this is all being done through color of law. Obama's saying you don't have to take it, but then they're pushing it and threatening to fire people. God bless you. Good to hear from you. I want to talk to Marcus in Georgia, a vaccine worker, then Charlene in New York, medical worker. We're going to let our guests go. They'll be back later this week, graciously. Marcus in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yes, I work for Novartis. We're the number two flu-making vaccine company in the world.
You guys just brought out Novavax, which was one of the CDC's organizations that advanced the Mexican flu fright.
That's right. And first, with the adjuvants and everything that you mentioned, yes, they are in there. And I read news articles in which they mentioned that it's not in there. They're lying. And
I know. It's admittedly on the insert. Admitted on their own website, and the news is, see, even if you believe all there's, that it's good, how do you believe people who are always lying? I'm sorry, sir, I'm going to shut up because you're a key person, Marcus. Tell us, as a vaccine worker, what's going on?
They're rolling out with a new one that's supposed to be a one-dose vaccine, in which they said that the two-shot vaccine no longer will be required, and they're going to offer it to the employees and also to the family of the employees beginning October 21st, I actually believe is the actual date.
And what do you do for the vaccine company?
Well, I work for the daughter company, and I get all the information due to the intranet part, the dailies. I have all access to all the information and wish.
What are the workers saying? What are the workers saying around you?
Well, the younger people, I'll say maybe in their mid-30s and below, they're not with it. They don't want to take it. But a lot of the older employees, I think just due to the overwhelming media hype, they fearful of it, and a lot of them are going to go ahead and take it. But I'm warning a lot of them, and some are doing their research, and they're going to think about it. We had meetings on it this past weekend in which they went down a full outline on the way that they're going to prescribe it to the employees. They haven't made it mandatory yet.
Are they discussing making it mandatory?
It's a discussion. It's a discussion that's taking place.
But well, what they're doing is gauging whether they can make you take it. The federal government, we just confirmed this, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com in my stack, sent out questionnaires to CEOs and corporate leaders asking, will you follow orders for quarantines, forced inoculations?
That's right. The new one that they came out with that the FDA just approved, I think it's called Ceftura, the MF59 adjuvant cell-based cultured one. They have it ready, and I think that's going to be one of the ones they're going to have available for the employees.
Sir,
they say that one's not available to the population yet.
Oh, so, yeah, they got to test it on their own people.
What I did hear in the beginning was that there was going to have three of them, and from one of the doctors that I talked to, they mentioned that this was his opinion. He said they're going to have one that was going to turn the immune system off, and the second one would be the one in which they will prescribe.
Alex, I just want to mention that Dr. Horowitz, if you go visit his fluscam.com site and you check under the vaccine package inserts link, it does list all of the documents from the pharmaceuticals with listing the ingredients and the warnings on them.
Yeah, yes, we have every single one of the vaccinations. We've got the package inserts now posted, freely downloadable on fluscam.com, and you can see even the manufacturers are telling you all the warnings about it.
But then meanwhile, Reuters is saying there's no problem, and there's no adjuvants, there's no mercury, all lies. Ladies and gentlemen, so what are the employees saying? As you know, this stuff's in there, but the media is saying it's not in there.
You know, when we interviewed the other day in Safeway supermarket, we interviewed all the employees, and no one was going to take the vaccination. The pharmacist, like I said, had no clue whatsoever, and he wasn't going to take it.
Yeah, they're just finding, but in closing, Marcus, what's the bottom line with people you're talking to? I mean, are your coworkers smelling a rat?
Yes, they are, and I printed off the insert for one of them, the Fluvarin, and on the warning and precaution, it does mention the Guillain-Barré syndrome, and it says on the insert, if Guillain-Barré syndrome has occurred within 6 weeks of receipt of prior influenza vaccine, the decision to give Fluvarin should be based on careful consideration of the potential benefits.
Yeah, we need to get that up on InfoWars.com. Do you have the Fluvarin posted up on FluScam, Dr. Horowitz?
Yes, we do, Alex. Just connect to FluScam.com, and you'll see the new page that's there.
All right. I want to get Paul Watson to do a headline, Flu Vaccine Maker Admits Link to Guillain-Barré, which killed your mother, Dr. Horowitz. Sorry to mention that.
Yeah.
It's painful. We can save lives here. But again, then we need to show how they're hoaxing, saying it doesn't. Man, I hear that Dr. Dean Adele every weekend on the radio saying that's not true, and then the insert says it.
Yeah, but you know what? But the insert itself is a fraud, because you can't simply say at 6 weeks it's a cutoff. If you've ever had Guillain-Barré, it means that you have your system engaged with antigenic complexes and immune system sensitivities that are going to be aggravated hideously by these new injections.
This is unbelievable. God bless you, Marcus. Stay in contact with us. Anything else?
I got one more point that you mentioned about the microchip. With me working for Novartis, I also had access to another story that was linked on their website. Microchip and blood pressure pills, NAGS, patients who skip some medication. So they do have the microchip ready.
No, they're saying they're going to make people, they're considering making you take a chip to prove you've had the flu shot. That's mainstream news. I mean, we're entering the Twilight Zone. Thank you, Marcus. Final caller, and then we've got other key flu and economic news coming up after the break. And then Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us as well. Charlene, New York medical worker, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks for hitting me on, Alex. I've been trying to call for a while now. And I just wanted to really, as a person who's experienced great health most of my life, I swam every day, played tennis 4 hours at a time, and was in perfect health, worked in the medical field, and had a chance to unknowingly receive the hepatitis B immunization, the trifecta. After receiving the third shot, I moved to a different work site. So 3 weeks later, I was noticing some very photosensitivity. I was waking up in the morning in my head. It was really weird. It looked like a corpse. It looked like there was no blood. It wasn't like pretty and pale. It was like a corpse head. But I still had never heard of any kind of bad reactions to things, knowing I was in the most excellent health you could be in. Anyways, just to make a long story short, I want to let people know out there that the neurological storms that came upon me shortly after that it's like being stuck in a Stephen King novel, and I'm not kidding.
Well, they admit it causes the brain to swell. Dr. Horowitz.
The hepatitis B vaccine, just look at the documents in the affidavit on the hepatitis B vaccine. Give it to 12-hour-old infants whose immune systems aren't mature yet is absolute genocide.
And we wonder why the kids are all dull and half-retarded now. It's soft-kill weapons. Ma'am, call me back again with more. We're out of time, Charlene, because tomorrow we're going to open the phones up again for victims and other people. God bless you, and I'm sorry that happened to you. That's why I want to warn people. We know, and they just keep killing us. The Gardasil, they keep killing us. They're dying. They're becoming paralyzed. FluScam.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Continue War Room there. We'll have Dr. Horowitz and his investigative journalist friend, Ms. Kane, back up this week. In fact, as I put you on hold, Dr. Horowitz, with my producers, let's set a time up for you to come back on the next 3 days with the latest updates as this develops. This is a war room here as we try to warn everybody. Dr. Horowitz, Sherry Kane, thank you so much for your incredible courage.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Stay there. We're going to set you up again. And we got a bunch of other medical doctors coming up. We got Sherry Tenpenny. We got Dr. Blaylock. We've got Stan Monteef, the doctor, coming on. Dr. Ron Paul this week. Total coverage. Stay with us. More straight ahead. Key info.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, it is documented as we wage war on corruption, crash of the lies and disinformation. For about two segments in the next hour, we got Dr. Jerome Corsi on. I'm going to get his take on the flu, but separately on what's happening to the economy and Google and others with systems, these smart thermostats to track everything you're doing basically on your power grid in your home. So we're going to get some into that. We're going to continue in the last half hour to take your whistleblower calls about forced inoculations, troop movements. I have a video clip of troops running checkpoints in Arizona against citizens. It's all starting to happen as they just ratchet it up incrementally. Here's a Reuters headline. Gold climbs towards 18-month high. Eyes on Fed. And gold is at $1,019 and climbing. And we have Ted Anderson joining us because Ted Anderson bought gold again when it was a lot lower than it is now, and he can sell you gold and silver at a price much lower than it is right now. You can't beat that in this market when most people can't even get their hands on gold and silver now. A lot of the brokers are running out. Ted Anderson, Midas Resources, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex. Boy, I can tell you it's getting tough to buy it in the dips right now. I had about maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours to lock things in when gold was at $995 here just yesterday. And now it's jumped right up to 1,020, and it's getting tough. I mean, India right now is buying gold like crazy. The Chinese are. There is a lot of demand in this marketplace, not just here in the United States, but in the world. And mostly you'll see that reflected in the prices when the Asian markets open up while we're sleeping. Every now and then we have this dip here because the Fed's in to try to push the prices down. And then you look, watch the European market and the Indian and the Asian markets. And the price just runs right back up again.
Well, this is like being able to buy Google or IBM stock when it's at 100, and then it goes up to 130 or 150, and you're still selling the stock for the lower price. People cannot beat this deal. Ted, gold's more than doubled in the last 5 years. It's over 20% gain a year. What is it?
Yeah, it's running right in at that 20% level because you got to remember, we go back down to about 245 gold. And, yeah, gold has really done well. So has silver.
Well, wait. If it was 245 then, and now it's up to over 1,000, that's more than a doubling. That's tripling? Quadrupling?
Yeah, quadrupling from the lowest point in the marketplace. You know, it's hard to hit those points. And like I said, I mean, to be able to buy in these dips right now when you only have little tiny opportunities, usually have a day or two, I don't even get that anymore. It's like an hour, it'll come down, and boom, it's right back up again. And it's strong. I expect to see gold go up further. It's breaking forward. If you're a technician, you can see what's going on in the marketplace. It's hitting this resistance level and heading right back on up again. It looks like a W on a chart, which is what, it's an indication that we're going to break forward. Bob Chapman was mentioning that on a show I was on with him just yesterday, and I've been following the same thing. If you follow Robert Prechter and you're a technician at all, you can see what's going on with gold.
Well, Ted, tell people the gold and silver you've got at the below market price.
Well, the best things that I have right now still are the Walking Liberty halves at $869, silver trading around $17. That's a steal. That's like buying Walking Liberty halves at the junk price. And then the $10 Liberty right now at $818.50. Roughly about $150 more if I buy them back in the marketplace right now. And seriously, I mean, if you're looking at the francs or the British sovereigns, they're at a good buy, too. But those two coins, without a question, hands down.
Well, where is Crazy Eddie when you need him? I mean, I should be yelling and screaming and saying, incredible deal. It is such an amazing deal. We're just going to calmly let you know that price is there. Tell folks about the silver.
Yeah, the silver right now, the best thing to buy is that Walking Liberty half. It's $869. If you like those Lakota coins, they're going to be jumping up, too. They're at $2,230. You can call us at 1-800-686-2237. We'll have all that for you. But mention you heard it on the Alex Jones Show, please.
800-686-2237. If you don't tell them you heard it on this radio show today, Ted is selling gold at a higher price. This is a special for our listeners only. 800-686-2237. Dr. Jerome Corsi is coming up in 5 minutes. I want to talk to you more about the market, Ted. Stay with us. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.